弟兄姐妹大家平安。
Good evening to all the brothers and sisters.
奉主耶稣圣名，一起来查考圣经。
In the name of Lord Jesus Christ, let's study the Bible together.
我们今天晚上来查考神为自己的名使他的国兴旺。
And tonight we'll study God exalts His kingdom for the sake of His people.
我们在读历史的时候会看到神的作为。
When we are studying the history of the people, we can see the work of God.
那历史上的作为基本上跟我们在新约时代的教会是有关系的。
And the work of God in the history has to do with the church today.
所以我们今天教会要兴旺。
So if today we want the church to be prosperous,
我们要从历史去学到教训。
We need to learn from the lesson from the history.
我们要从以色列选民的过去里面去看到神的计划跟他的作为。
We need to be able to see the plan and also the work of God in the life of the Israelites, the chosen people.
然后让我们可以对教会的兴旺更有信心。
So that we can be more, have more faith regarding the prosperity of the church.
因为神他是这个国的王。
Because God, He is the king of this kingdom.
那我们作为这个国度的百姓，如果愿意照着神的计划来生活，我们也看到神的荣耀。
And as the people in this kingdom, if we can live according to the plan of God, then we shall see this glory.
我们现在先看一节经文，看撒母耳记下第五章。
Let's first turn to 2 Samuel chapter 5.
撒母耳记下第五章，我们看第十一节。
2 Samuel chapter 5 verse 11.
十一节说，推罗王西南将香柏木运到大卫那里。又差遣使者和木匠、石匠给大卫建造宫殿。
11. Now Hiram, king of Tyre, sent messenger to David, along with cedar logs and carpenters and stone masons, and they built a palace for David.
12节说，
Verse 12.
大卫就知道神坚立他做以色列王，又为自己的名以色列使他的国兴旺。
And David knew that the Lord had established him as king over Israel and had exalted his kingdom for the sake of his people Israel.
我们今天晚上就以这一节经文十二节呢做基础来看神怎么样来建设他的国。
And so tonight, verse 12 will be the theme verse for our study, and we will study how the Lord established his kingdom.
从撒母耳记下开始，我们就看到大卫他要当王的过程。
And starting from 2 Samuel, we can see the progress of David becoming king.
所以当扫罗死了之后，大卫他那时候先问神说，他要从基拉尔要到哪个地方去？要回到犹大地的时候，要回去哪里
？So after King Saul passed away, David asked God.Where shall I go to the kingdom of Judah?
就是是到犹大地啊，不是。
Where shall I go to the land of Judea?
第二章的第一节哈。
In chapter 2, verse 1.
大卫他当时问神说：“我去犹大可以吗
？”Shall I at the time David inquired of the Lord, shall I go up to one of the towns of Judah?
然后神说可以啊。大卫就问说：“那要去哪一个城呢
？”So the Lord said, "Go up." And David asked, "Where shall I go?"
那结果神就说：“去希伯伦。
”And then God answered him to Hebron.
那希伯伦呢？它这个是亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各被埋葬的所在地。
And Hebron is the place where Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob were buried.
所以希伯伦也是当时候亚伯拉罕筑坛献祭给神的地方。
And Hebron was also the place where Abraham set up an altar for God.
那你看，当时候大卫就带着跟随他的这一群人呢，就回到希伯伦去了。
So then David also took the men who were with him, also with his family. They all went to Hebron.
那就住在希伯伦的城邑当中，就是他们就住在这周围了。
And they settled in Hebron and in his towns.
然后到第四节的时候，这个犹大人呢，他们听说大卫回来，就到希伯伦。在那里高大卫做犹大家的王。
In verse 4, then the men of Judah came to Hebron, and there then anointed David king over the house of Judah.
那这是大卫第二次被高作王。
And this was the second time David was anointed as king.
第一次呢是在他父亲的家还小孩子的时候，神派撒母耳先知去高他做将来的以色列王。
The first time was when he was still young in his father's house, and God sent prophet Samuel to anoint him as king.
那经过了十多年了，现在大卫逃亡日子结束以后，现在犹大人呢来到希伯伦，高他做犹大家的王。
And after some years passed, and he stopped fleeing away, he stopped his life of wandering and fleeing away from his enemies. And now the people of Judah came to Hebron to anoint him as king.
然后第十二章啊，第十一节呢，大卫就在希伯伦做犹大家的王，一共有七年半的时间。
And in chapter 12, verse 11, and David was king in Hebron for 7.5 years.
那所以大卫他在这段时间里面呢，其实只是等于是犹大支派跟在犹大支派里面土地的这些西缅的支派的人的王而已。
But at the time, he was only king for the people of Judah, the Simeonites.
包括西缅支派，因为西缅支派在犹大地里面嘛，哈。
Because the Simeonites they dwell in the land of Judah.
好，那所以那这段七年半的时间呢，在马哈念哈，就是在约旦河东啊，他们那时候以色列百姓呢，永父扫罗的儿子以实波设登基作王。
And during the seven and a half years, to the east side of Jordan, the followers of Saul they exalted his son to be king over them.
那是在第八节那个地方，在马哈念这个地方，你看，当时候元帅亚尼尔啊，就永父以实波设作王。其实他只有做王两年而已，以色列做以色列的王两年。
So it's in verse 8. Meanwhile, Abner, the son of Ner, the commander of Saul's army, had taken Ish-bosheth, the son of Saul, and made him king. But he was only king for 2 years.
那表示在这七年六个月的时间里面呢，其实以实波设呢，他们为了要去联络扫罗家以及其他的支派呢，他们用了一段时间呢，才让众人同意永护以实波设继续做王。
So during that 7 years and 6 months, the follower of Ish-bosheth and also the household of Saul, they used some time to gather people to exalt him as king.
所以其实真的以实波设可以稳固的登基做王只有两年而已。
But Ish-bosheth, he was only king for 2 years.
那所以这段期间呢，表示这个整个以色列家他们当时还是犹豫不定的，说到底要不要顺服神的旨意，来让大卫登基做全百姓的王。
So you can see that during that time, the family of Israel they're still hesitant. They didn't know whether they should follow God's will, anoint David as king, or continue to follow the descendants of Saul.
当时候有一些人他们有这个掌权的习惯没办法放弃，所以很显然亚尼尔这个人是关键人物。
So at a time because some people they used to holding power, so they don't want to give up their powers. And we can also see Abner he played a very important role.
亚尼尔他是扫罗的元帅。
So Abner he was the commander of Saul.
所以他现在继续辅佐以实波设来统治以色列。
So now he continued to help Ish-bosheth to rule over Israel.
那我们如果看接下去的经文，我们会发现后来亚尼尔被约押杀了。
And as we continue to study the scripture, we know that Abner was later killed by Joab.
那大卫为亚尼尔的死亡也做了哀歌。
And David he also made a song of mourning for the death of Abner.
那当时候大卫对约押去谋害亚尼尔这件事情，他也是非常的生气的。
And David, he was furious, that Joab murdered Abner.
所以他在第三章的 第三章的第二十八节、二十九节呢，我说讲了很严厉的话，对耶亚说的。
So in chapter 3, verse 28 and 29, David spoke very harsh word against Joab.
那当时候大卫其实也很无奈啊，因为他在三十九节那个地方说，他虽然是受膏作王，可是他还是软弱的，因为这个元帅掌握军权哦，所以他好像对他们两个也。
And in verse 9, you can see at a time David, he was also in a dilemma because even though he was anointed king, but he was still weak. He still need to respect his commanders.
哦，那表示就是洗鲁雅的两个儿子，其实就是这个洗鲁雅是大卫的姐姐了哈，所以他这个约押跟这个亚比塞呢，其实他是他的外甥啊。
So over here mentioned the sons of Zeruiah. Zeruiah, she was the older sister of David, and her sons were Joab and also Joab and Abishai. So they were their nephew.
那这两个人呢？这两个人就跟大卫哈，其实他们随他们自己的意思行事，他们自己做他们自己想要做的事，不管大卫的。
So these two men, they do things according to their own way. They disregard the permission of David.
那可是这个事情也是这样子演变。当亚尼尔死的时候，其实以色列的这个国度呢就没办法继续了。
So later after Abner passed away, the kingdom of Israel cannot continue.
你看第四章的第一节哈，这个就讲当伊斯波色听到亚尼尔死的哈。他手就发软，以色列众人也都惊慌了。
So in chapter 4, verse 1, he mentioned when Ishbosheth heard that Abner had died, he lost courage, and all Israel became alarmed.
所以就接下去描述这个伊斯波设身边的两个军长呢，这一对兄弟呢，他们后来就找机会把这个王谋杀了。
And later, it's a recording. There were two brothers. They were the commanders of Ishbosheth, and they took the opportunity and murdered him.
那他们以为把这个伊斯波设杀了之后，拿他的首级呢来见大卫，大卫会奖赏他们。
And they thought that if they cut off the head of Ishbosheth and give it to King David, King David will be greatly pleased.
所以第七节哈，四章的第七节，这说明你看他们当时这一对兄弟啊。把王杀了之后，就提着他的头就走了一个晚上，特别到希伯伦来见大卫。
So in verse 7 here, recorded these two brothers, they beheaded, they cut off the head of the king, and they traveled all night to Hebron to see David.
带了一个礼物带一个王的头颅要来见大卫王。
So they brought a gift, which is the head of the king, to see David.
看起来很恐怖。
So it looks very scary.
但是这两个人哦，他们当时候一定抱了很大的期待。
By the time these two brothers, they must have great hope.
他们想说哦，大卫看到一定很高兴。
Because they thought to themselves, David would be greatly pleased when he saw that.
但是你看第八节，他们看到大卫的时候这样说：王的仇敌扫罗曾寻索王的性命，看哪，这是他儿子伊斯波设的首级。主神今日为我主我王在扫罗和他后裔的身上报了仇。
So they say to David, here is the head of Ishbosheth, son of Saul, your enemy, who tried to take your life. This day the Lord has avenged my lord, the king, against Saul and his offspring.
他们这两个人呢，以为他们这样的做法是替神在做事。
They thought that by doing that, they're actually doing works for God.
这两个人呢。他们真的是误判了大卫的心。
And these two men, they misunderstood the heart of David.
他们根本不了解大卫是怎么样一个为人。
They didn't understand what kind of man David was.
他们以为大卫跟他们都一样的，看到这个扫罗死的时候，他们就很高兴。如果仇人这个受报他们觉得应该欢呼喜乐。
They thought David was just like them. When David saw his enemy.Died, he would be greatly rejoiced.
但是第九节就记载大卫对他们说的话。
So verse 9, David answered them.
第十节
And verse 10.
那 大卫就举当时候扫罗死的时候，其实这不久以前，扫罗死的时候，那个来报告消息，以为报告好消息的人是怎么被处死。这个事情再讲一次给他听。
So then David told them what happened when Saul passed away, and there was a man thought it would be a great news to tell David. So David told them what happened to that man.
好，所以这是重复的第一章所记录的这个亚玛利的少年人怎么样来自己宣称他把扫罗杀了，想要得奖赏，最后他是因此丧命的。
And so it goes back to chapter 1, the young man of Amalekites. He thought by telling David that he was the one who killed Saul, he would be greatly, he would receive great reward.
但是后来他因为这样而死了。
But later he lost his life because of this.
好，所以接下去第十一节，大卫就跟他们这两个人说，你看你们这个恶人将一人杀在他的床上，我岂不向你们讨留他血的罪？从世上除灭你们呢？
So verse 11, David said to them, how much more when wicked men have killed an innocent man in his own house and on his own bed, should I not now demand his blood from your hand and rid of the earth of you?
所以这两个人在大卫眼中就是个恶人。
So these two men, they were wicked in the sight of David.
谋杀了他们的主人。
Because they killed their own master.
所以第十二节呢，你看大卫就吩咐少年人把他们杀了，砍断他们的手脚。挂在希伯伦的池旁。
So verse 12, David gave an order to his men, and they killed them and cut off their hands and feet and hung the bodies by the pool in Hebron.
你看这个真的是，如果仔细想想，很可怕。
So if you really think about it, it's very scary.
这两个人手脚被砍掉，那你看他像什么样一个肉球？
So that these two men, they're both their hands and their feet were cut off. So it's just the torso.And there's no feet.
然后就被钉在那个池旁边了。
And their bodies were hung by the pool.
让众人看到说，这个就是恶人的下场。
So that all the people can see this is the end for the wicked man.
然后反过来把伊斯波设的这个头呢，他说把它埋葬在亚尼尔的坟墓里。
And then he took the head of Ishbosheth and buried it in Abner's tomb at Hebron.
所以这里就在强调这个大卫他当时正直公义的心。
So here you can see the righteous heart of David at the time.
大卫当时候他的一些做法，他处理这个百姓报告消息以及谋害他们主人的这些事情，有很大的影响。以色列百姓对他的观感。
So we can see that at the time how when people came to him and how they disrespect or murdered their master, we can see that when the way David handled these matters also give the
让以色列百姓愿意接纳大卫了。
And because the way David handled these matters, the Israelites, they were able to receive him as king.
因为特别是像当时候亚尼尔被约押谋杀之后，
especially during the time when Joab murdered Abner.
很多人都认为说可能都是大卫下的主意啊。
Because at the time, many people thought it was David's order.
但是后来他们明白了，哦，原来这是约押。谋害了亚尼尔，不是大卫的意思。
But then later on, the people knew that it was actually the thoughts of Joab. It's not from David.
所以后来呢，你看那个众民哈，在第三章，比如说三章的三十六节，那百姓知道大卫他真正的心，他的这个人的为人之后哈。他们就喜欢大卫了。
So in chapter 3, verse 36, when the people took note of David's the way he handles matter and what kind of man David was, they were pleased.
然后呢，他说凡王所行的，众民就无不喜悦了。
Indeed, everything the king did pleased them.
好，所以你看，这个大卫他在等候神在真的是以公义正直的心来审断事情。真的是帮助他能够坐上国位。
So David, he waited for the timing of God, and he also judged his people with a righteous heart. So later, God helped him to become king.
那我们都知道神他所要建立的国度是祭司的国度。
And we know that the kind of kingdom God wants to establish is the kingdom of priesthood.
那这个祭司的国度是要圣洁的。
And the kingdom of priesthood need to be a holy one.
而且一定是要公义的。
And also need to be one with justice.
所以神的国，他的要求就是百姓要符合神的这个原则，圣洁又公义。
So in the kingdom, the people need to follow these two requirements, which is to have holiness and then also righteousness.
那现在神，你看他特别在撒母耳记上十三章，当时候跟透过撒母耳跟扫罗说，我已经找到一个合我心意的王了。
So in 1 Samuel chapter 13, through Prophet Samuel, God spoke to Saul that I already found a man that who's after my heart.
所以现在神所要立的王呢，一定要是合神心意的。
So now the king God wanted to establish the one after his heart.
神要拣选这样合他心意的人来管理属于他自己的百姓。
Because God wanted to anoint such king to reign over his people.
所以这些以色列选民是属神的，不是属王的。
So the people of Israel, they belong to God. They do not belong to king.
现在神你看一步一步的让这一位合他心意的王哦，能够真的来管理他的百姓。
So now, step by step, God is leading this king who is after his heart to rule over his people.
那所以第五章哈，我们看撒母耳记下第五章，我们就看到说，那个神呢，他就让大卫哈，就开始日渐强盛起来。
So in 2 Samuel chapter 5, slowly God established the kingdom of David.
因为他真的在做事的时候是合乎神的旨意，合神心意的。
Because he was a man after God's heart.
因为真的合神心意的，真的凡他所行的就蒙神祝福啊。
So that everything he do was blessed by God.
因此这个众民呢，他们现在众支派啊，特别是等到这个伊斯波设死了之后，他们现在想到那个谁最适合当王，已经不再是扫罗的后代了。
So after Ish-bosheth passed away, the people of Israel started to find a candidate to be king, and it's no longer the descendant of Saul.
这是为什么他在第四章的第四节呢，特别提到剩下扫罗的家剩下一个。
And that's why in chapter 4, verse 4, he mentioned there was still one descendant of Saul.
就是约拿丹的儿子米非波设。
Which was the son of Jonathan, Mephibosheth.
那这米非波设呢，他实际上他是双腿都瘸腿的。
And Mephibosheth, he was a cripple.
那因为在第九章我们就看到他当时候被大卫恩待来跟他一起吃饭的时候，特别强调他是两腿都是瘸腿的。
And then later in chapter 9, can see when David invited him to a feast, he was crippled in both legs.
那为什么就是在逃亡的时候受伤的
？And why was that? It was because during the time they were trying to flee, he was injured.
那这个时候就会看到说米非波设他已经不合格来做王了，因为他是双腿瘸腿的。
So you can see that Mephibosheth, he did not meet the requirement to be a king because he was crippled in both legs.
那这个时候的以色列百姓呢，他们现在就愿意回归到神的旨意来了。
So now the people of Israel, they are willing to follow the will of God.
他们也看到了这个大卫真正的为人。
And they also saw what kind of man David was.
所以你看大卫他很顺服神的安排，他等候了七年多的时间。
So David, he was submissive to God's plan, and he waited for 7 years.
第五章的第一节，现在时候到了，以色列众支派就来希伯伦见大卫。
And in chapter 5, verse 1, now the timing is here. All the tribes of Israel came to David at Hebron.
那现在呢？他们就跟大卫说了一段话，要求大卫来做他们的王。
And then they spoke to David, and they want David to be their king.
他们举出了三个理由。
And then they give David three reasons.
第五章的第一节说，我们原是你的骨肉。
Chapter 5, verse 1, the first thing is, we are your own flesh and blood.
也就是说，我们都是同族的，就是弟兄姐妹啊。
We are actually brothers and sisters. We are from the same tribe.
因为都是亚伯兰、以撒、雅各的后代。
Because we are all the descendants of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob.
所以他们都是骨肉。
So we are flesh and blood.
不能够分彼此说你是哪个支派，我是哪个支派。
So we shouldn't define among ourselves like you belong to that tribe or I belong to this tribe.
第二个原因，第二节说，从前扫罗做我们王的时候，率领以色列人出入的是你。
And the second reason was that in the past when Saul was king over us, you were the one who led Israel.
哦，所以他们想到大卫，他们曾经带领百姓、军兵啊，去到处去征战，特别是攻打非利士人，都得胜。
Because they remember David used to led them on military campaigns and also win wars against the Philistines.
因为大卫曾经做过扫罗的那个侍卫长。
Because David he was once a chief commander for Saul's army.
啊，真的曾经率领军队出去打仗的，得胜的。
And he also led his army and he won the battle.
那更不用说他曾经打死哥利亚这件事情。
And he also was the one who killed Goliath.
哦，所以他们想到说，你曾经带领我们出入征战得胜的。
So they say to him, "You are the one who led us out and win the battle."
第三个。
The third reason.
神也曾经应许你说，你必牧养我的民以色列，做以色列的君。
And the Lord said to you, "You will shepherd my people Israel, and you will become their ruler."
也就是说，他们现在相信神的应许以及啊神的。
So here you can see that now they believe in the promise of God and they're willing to follow his will.
哦，神说你必牧养我的民以色列啊，所以他像一个牧人一样。
God said you will shepherd my people Israel. You were like a shepherd.
然后要做以色列的君，就是你要做管理百姓的工作。
And you will become the ruler of Israel.
好，讲完之后，他们众支派人先来见大卫，讲了这些话之后，接下去第三节就是。现在是由以色列长老来高大卫做以色列的王。
So after they spoke to David in verse 3, the elders of Israel come to King David and anointed him as king.
从这里我们就看到神的国度，他会兴旺，一定是先有一个合神心意的王。
So from here you can see that if we want if God's kingdom want to become prosperous, then he need to first set a king who is after his heart.
是被神所高的。
And someone that's anointed by king, by God.
所以神的旨意所指定的人。
And it's anointed according to the will of God.
那这个领导的是像牧人一样的。
And this ruler must be like a shepherd.
知道他自己的角色，这些民是属神的，他只是来带领他们而已。
He need to know his role, and he need to know that he's just a king guiding the people of God.
这个百姓不是属他的，所以他并没有那个所谓的真正能够这个 authority 就是 ownership， 就是说他是。这些民是属他这个王的。
He need to understand that these people belong to God, so he did not have the ownership or authority over God's people.
哦，那所以呢，第一个一定要先认识有这个神的受膏者被设立。
So the first thing, God need to first, a king need to be set up according to God's heart.
第二个就是这些众百姓呢，他们要同心合意的来拥护这个王。
And the second thing was that all the people need to work in unity and support this king.
所以现在是全体百姓哦，他们都有同样一个心的。
Now all the people they have one heart.
他们现在看明了神的旨意。
Now they can see the will of God clearly.
他们所以在这个地方就是大卫第三次被高做全以色列的王了。
So here it was the third time David was anointed, and now he is the king over all Israel.
那我们在看撒母耳记下这里的时候，就觉得好像就是好像就那么简单哦，就那个长老来了，然后就高大卫做以色列王。
So when we read Second Samuel, it seems like it's a very simple matter that all the elders just came and now they anoint David as king.
但是如果看历代志上的第十二章。
But if we see, if we read First Chronicle chapter 12,
历代志上的十二章
First Chronicles chapter 12,
第二十三节开始
，starting from verse 23,
就看到当时候场面是多盛大。
You can see that at the time it was a grand entrance.
二十三节，预备打仗的兵来到希伯伦见大卫，要照着神的话将扫罗的国位归给大卫。
23. These are the numbers of the men armed for battle who came to David at Hebron to turn Saul's kingdom over to him, as the Lord had said.
接下去就记载各支派的这些人呢，派出来代表是哪些人。
And now there's a record. Then following the recording of the representative from each tribe.
你看犹大支派的，他派了6800人，都是精兵啊。
Men of Judah total 6,800 armed for battle.
25节，西缅支派能够上阵大能的勇士7100人。
25 men of Simeon warriors ready for battle 7,100.
然后26节，祭司利未支派的也来了。
And in verse 26, the priests, men of Levi, they were also there.
哦，那个。27节，耶和耶大是亚伦的家的首领，你看跟从他有3700人，这个就是大祭司率领的。
And then 27 can see that the people leading by the high priest, including Jehoiada, leader of the army of Aaron, total 3,700 men.
28节，少年的大能的勇士撒都，他这个是也是祭司。
And 28 you can see Zadok, a brave young warrior, he was also a priest.
29节是便雅悯支派的。扫罗的族弟兄有3000人。
And 29, these are the, from the tribe of the Benjamin, Saul's kinsmen, 3,000.
30节，以法莲支派也是大能的勇士，来了28,000人。
Verse 30, men of Ephraim, brave warriors, famous in their own clans, 20,800.
31节，马拉西半支派的，就在约旦河西的这个半支派呢，派了18,000人。
And 31 men of half of the tribe of Manasseh, which is the west side of the river, total 18,000.
32节特别说以撒家支派啊，200个族长都是通达实务，知道以色列人所当行的，他们族弟兄都听从他们的命令。
And verse 32, men of Issachar who understood the times and knew what Israel should do, 200 chiefs.
好，你看到了33节，西布伦支派。能够上阵用各样兵器打仗，能行伍整齐的，不生恶心的，有50,000人。
And then 33 men of Zebulun, experienced soldier, prepared for battle with every type of weapons. They can also help David with undivided loyalty. 50,000.
基本上每一个支派都派了大能勇士参加。
So you can see that each tribe they send out the great warriors in their tribe.
甚至到37节，约旦河东的两个半支派也派了。你看有120,000人呢。
You can see that in verse 37, and from east of the Jordan, men of so the half tribe of Manasseh, also with Reuben, Gad, total 120,000.
哦，那所以就看到哈，这个各支派大家都很同心的要高大卫做王。
You can see that every tribe with an undivided heart, they want David to become their king.
第三十八节哈。
38.
他们都诚心来到希伯伦，说要立大卫做以色列的王。以色列其余的人也都是一心要立大卫做王的。
In 38, all these were fighting men who volunteered to serve in the ranks. They came to Hebron fully determined to make David king over all Israel.
那这你看这一次要高大卫做王，说大家一同吃喝三天呢，大宴席。
So you can see that here when this is the third time third time David was anointed.As king, and in 39, these men spent 3 days there, and they feast with David.
大家都非常喜乐。
Everyone was very joyful.
现在因为你看现在大卫做他们的王，他们很高兴，很期待。
Because they were joyous that David is going to become their king.
所以我们就看到，你看这个时候的整个以色列百姓是何等的同心。
So you can see that during that time, the Israelites they were with one heart.
我就看到这。国度的强盛是必然的。
So we can see that, we can foresee that the kingdom will be very strong.
因为能够合一才有力量。
Because it's only through unity there is power.
神的国度里面一定要有合一的基础。
So in the kingdom of God, we need to have a foundation of an undivided heart.
所以教会是神的国度。
So church is the kingdom of God.
我们今天。真的带领我们的受膏者是主耶稣基督。
And today we are following the anointed one, which is Lord Jesus Christ.
主耶稣基督是受膏的君王， Lord, 是这个教会国度神的国度里面的主宰。
And Lord Jesus Christ, He is the anointed King, and He is a ruler, the King of all.
所以我们神的国要发展，一定要像这里所列出来的百姓是这么样的合一啊，一同来。永父所受膏的君王。
So if we want the kingdom to be established, then we need to be do what's recorded here, that all the people are with one heart, they want to support this king.
那这个时候，你看第五章的第十节，大卫日渐强盛，因为主万军的神与他同在。
And in chapter 5, verse 10, and David became more and more powerful because the Lord God Almighty was with him.
哦，所以你看今天这个神的家要兴旺，一定要合一。然后看到神同在的证明。
So today, if we want the house of God to be prosperous, we need to have unity, and we also need to see the abundance of God.
这是为什么主耶稣他特别在约翰福音十七章一再重复的为教会的合一祷告。
And that's why in John chapter 17, Lord Jesus he prayed for the unity of the church.
今天我们应该要一定要在真理上合一。
And today we need to be united in truth.
今天如果我们对真理的认识如果不同的话，就很难合一。
And today, if we have different understanding of the truth, then it's very hard for us to unite.
那我们需要在神的工作上真的也合一。
And we also need to be united in the work of God.
所以神交付给我们的使命，我们一定要共同的去参与。
So the work God entrusted upon us, we need to participate together.
今天神给我们的使命就是要对外宣道，对内就是要牧养我们的弟兄姐妹。
Today, the mission God had given us is to preach our word.Outside and also to pastor inside.
所以今天我们教会一定要大家努力的在真理上下功夫，能够有同样的看法。
Then today we also need to study the truth so that all of us can be on the same standing.
对我们教会是唯一得救，就是神所兴起的末世的真教会，一定要非常的确认。
We need to be very sure that true church is the church got revived in the latter day.
如果今天真教会不是唯一的，
if today the true church is not the only one,
那我们就没有任何理由说我们继续在这里。
Then there is no reason that we continue to come here.
因为你看我们今天教会聚会，
because let's look at the service we have.
我们可以算我们是有多少人呢？
We can count how many participants we have.
我们自己的信徒，如果他都不会想要说来参加聚会的时候。
If today the members if they don't want to come to service,
表示很多时候我们对我们自己的信仰本身不会很用心的。
Then we can see that perhaps they are not very they didn't put much effort in their faith.
因为有些人觉得说这教会没有特别好啊。
Because some people might thought this church is not that great.
但是你看今天神兴起的教会不是因为人多人少的问题。
But today, God revived His church not because of the number of members.
其实这是神的旨意。
And this is the will of God.
神从他没有办法更改的旨意，在末世的时候要兴起他的教会。
And this is the unchanging will of God that in the latter days, God will revive His true church.
要完全的照圣经所设定的规模。
And the church will be built up under the scope, the pattern.Exactly recorded in the Bible.
能够去合乎神的心意去传扬得救的福音。
And to be the church that's according to the will of God and to preach the gospel.
所以这个教会本身一定是基督的身体。
So this church need to be the only one and also need to be the body of Christ.
如果我们的所信的不是独一的，那还有可能还有很多其他的地方。是比我们的教会现在更好。
So if the one that we believe in is not the only one, then of course there will be other great church out there.
可是如果从教义上，从圣经的所告诉我们的这个得救的要道真理来看
，But from the doctrines and also from the truth regarding salvation,
真的没有在比我们的。
But there is no other church that's more complete.
这是为什么呢？是因为它是照圣经里面所记载的。
What is that? It's because it's according to the Bible.
不是从人的遗传里面自己去发明出来的。
It's not from the tradition of man.
所以这个时候是真理的合一。
So this is the unity of the truth.
我们一定要在这样一个基本信仰上。很坚定，然后我们教会才真的发展。
We need to first be firm in our basic beliefs, then the church can grow.
我们看到主耶稣基督就是这个国度的王。
And then we need to see that Lord Jesus Christ, He is the King in this kingdom.
他是合神心意的。
And He is the one after God's heart.
被神所高的那个 那个救主。
And he was the anointed savior by God.
我们今天跟随他。
And today when we follow him.
所以今天国度的兴旺一定是众百姓有合一的心。
So today, if we want the kingdom to be prosperous, all the people need to have one heart.
那接下来，我们从第五章的第六节看。
And then let's go to chapter 5, verse 6.
大卫他被高作王之后，他接下去有一个心志。
After David was anointed as king, he had a determination.
他现在要去攻打耶路撒冷。
Now he wanted to fight Jerusalem.
你看扫罗当王之后，其实扫罗他没有真的定他自己真正的首都了。
So,
这个国家的中心。
After Saul became king, he didn't really establish a capital of the kingdom.
这是为什么？你看他死了之后，他的这个后代啊，就跑到河东的马哈念去了。
And that's why after he passed away, his descendant just flee to the Maharim, the east side of Maharim River.
约旦河。
The east side of Jordan River.
那有时候扫罗跑到基比亚去，对不对？
And then Saul、
啊、
he ran to Gibeah, which is was his own country.
好像他们有一个真正很固定的行政中心一样。
So he didn't have a very set capital or administrative center.
大卫当王之后，他第一个想到的，他一定要把耶路撒冷拿下来。
So after David became king, he was determined to overtake.
因为当时耶路撒冷事实上是有一部分是被这个耶布斯人攻占的。
Because during that time, part of Jerusalem was conquered by Jebusites.
耶布斯人是当地的人，一直住很久了。
And Jebusites they lived there for a long time.
你看，已经从他们进迦南地这么久的日子，
Since,
耶布斯人一直都是住在这个耶路撒冷的一个区域里面。
So since the time when they enter into the land of Canaan, Jebusites lived at part of the Jerusalem.
耶布斯人是神当初跟摩西说要把他赶出去的迦南七族之一啊。
And at the time, God told Moses to drive out seven tribes, and Jebusite was one of the tribes.
可是经过了这么久的时间，百姓都没有下一个决心说要把这个耶布斯人真的把他赶走。
But all these time, the people they didn't have a determined heart to cast out the Jebusites.
为什么？因为很困难呢、啊。
Why was that? Because it was a difficult task.
耶布斯人在第六节说：“哈，这个地点啊，只要派瞎子、瘸腿的，就能够防守，那个外面人攻不进来了。”
Because the Jebusites say to David, "You will not get in here. Even the blind and the lame can ward you off."
所以他们心里想说，大卫绝不能够进去的，没有可能。
So in their heart, they thought it's impossible for David to go in.
因为历代以来扫罗都王的时候都没有攻下来了。
Because throughout the generation, even during the time of Saul, they couldn't overtake the city.
因为大卫之前，那经过那个扫罗之前，你看士师时代，对不对？经过多久了？几百年了。
And also, even before King Saul, during the time of Judges, for hundreds of years, this never happened.
但是到了大卫的当王的时候，他说他要攻取锡安的宝藏，就是大卫的城。
But then, now David was king, and he said he will conquer the Zion.
那当时候第八节就是说
call them the city of David.
第八节就是说当时候大卫是怎么把他攻下来的了。
And then here, verse 8 mentioned how David was going to overtake.
大卫怎么去鼓励这些以色列人一起来把这个耶路撒冷真的把它完全的攻下来。
And now here, David encouraged the Israelites that together we have to conquer this city.
这个部分在历代志上的第十一章啊，也有记录。
And this was also recorded in First Chronicles.
历代志上十一章
11.
从第四节开始到第九节
Starting from verse 4 to 9.
那这个就是跟撒母耳记下第五章可以互相对照的。
And we can also study that along with Second Samuel chapter 5.
大卫他有一个心志，要把这个耶布斯人赶走，他用一个方法。
So David, he was determined in his heart. He wanted to cast out the Jebusites, and he had a way.
第六节，十一章六节，谁先攻打耶布斯人，必做首领元帅， 结果希鲁亚的儿子约押先上去就做了元帅。
Then he said, whoever was willing to go out and took the Jebusites can be my leader.
所以这里讲的是约押，他真的想到接下去当全以色列的元帅。
So then Joab did it, and then he wanted to be the commander over all Israel.
他真的身先士卒哦，就冲上去了。
So he was willing to sacrifice his life, so he went first.
那撒母耳记上第下第五章呢，第八节就在讲约押当时他们是怎么做的。
And in 2 Samuel chapter 5 verse 8 here, talk about at the time how did Joab, go out first.
那么你看，当上水锅攻打我心里所恨恶的茄子瞎子，所以显然他们是 挖水沟从地底下挖进去的。
And anyone who conquers the Jebusite will have to use the water shaft. So at the time they have to dig the shaft.
所以就看到说，哎，现在大卫哦，他懂得去鼓励百姓，要给他们奖赏，然后让他们可以想其他的方法来克服。好像不能克服的障碍。
So here you can see that David he knew how to encourage his people and also give them reward to accomplish the impossible.
所以他们大卫就把这个西安的宝藏攻下来了，把它改称作大卫城。
So now David captured the fortress of Zion and called it the city of David.
然后接下去他就说了，在第五章的第八节第二段，他说在那里有瞎子瘸子，他不能够进屋子去。
And then, so in the latter half of verse 8, David said, that is why they say the blind and lame will not enter this palace.
也就是说，现在这个瞎子、瘸子，这些外族人，耶布斯人，他们这些外邦，不能够进这个屋子，因为后来在这个地方就建了神的圣殿。
So basically saying that the aliens, the Gentiles, the Jebusites, they cannot enter into the holy city because later they will build God's temple here.
好，所以这个就是这个就是当时候大卫，你看他当王之后，他首先的一产生信心，他要鼓励众百姓一起来克服这个不能够克服的障碍。
So after David became king, he encouraged all the people to do the impossible.
所以大卫的信心跟他的行动还有他的智慧是关键。
Can see David he had faith.Wisdom, and he also carry out with action.
哦，所以他知道怎么样去鼓励百姓一起来完成这个很困难的工作。
And he know how to encourage the heart of the people to accomplish this task along with him.
哦，那他非常有信心。
And he also had great faith.
他也有决心。
And he also have determination.
所以他当王之后，接下去马上就设立了耶路撒冷做真正的国都。
So after he became king, quickly, he set Jerusalem as the center of the kingdom.
开始就是把这个城围起来了。
And then
he
started to build wall around the city.
所以让这个城非常的坚固。
So now the city has strong fortress.
你看以前这个耶布斯人占领的时候，这个耶路撒冷再怎么样就是缺一块，不完整。
Because before when Jebusites conquered Jerusalem, they only conquered part of it, as it's not complete yet.
所以等到他克服了障碍之后，接下去第十节就说大卫就日渐强盛。
So now he was able to settle the impossible. And verse 10 here mentioned he became more and more powerful each day.
哦，所以就是说神的同在。
And because the God was with him.
哦，所以你看他的信心。他的所作为真的是蒙神喜悦的。
And because his faith and also his action, they were pleasing to God.
所以今天我们的主他要建设他的国度，让这个教会兴旺的这个信心他这个决心绝对不能够轻忽的。
So today, that our Lord, we should not take his heart lightly, because he one day he wanted to build up his church, and he also want the church to become glorious.
这个末世的圣教会必然兴旺。
Now the church in the end time will surely be prosperous.
因为我们有了障碍，其实神都愿意帮助我们把它打开。
Because no matter what kind of obstacles we are encountering, God he is willing to accomplish it for us.
历代以来这么久的这个问题没办法解决的，你看当大卫当王之后，他就把它解决了。
So you see, David he was encountering obstacles that couldn't be solved for generations, but with the guidance of God, he was able to over to conquer it.
所以今天我们要让神的国兴旺啊。
So today we need to let God's kingdom be prosperous.
要建设教会啊。
And we need to establish.
我们需要跟神同工。
We need to work with God.
你看今天我们的主是真正的这个领导者。
Because today our Lord, He is the true ruler.
所以我们每一个人如果都跟随主耶稣基督啊。
So if every one of us follow the footstep of Lord Jesus Christ.
跟主同工，然后。能够就能够分享神的荣耀。
If we work with him, then we can share his glory.
所以保罗哦，他就一直提到这个概念呢。
So that's why, Paul he mentioned this about this attitude.
我们看
attitude,
我们看哥林多的前书第三章。
Let's turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 3.
哥林多前书第三章。
1 Corinthians chapter 3.
第九节
Verse 9,
我们是与神同工的你们是神所耕种的田地所建筑的房屋
For we are God's fellow workers You are God's field, God's building
所以神是真正的那个 建设的是主导者
So God is the ruler He was the one who guide us to build
对神是 master 那如果我们看哥林多后书第四章
Let's turn to 2 Corinthians chapter 4.
哥林多后书哦，第六章，对不起，哥林多后书第六章。
Corinthians chapter 6.
我们与神同工的，也劝你们不可徒受他的恩典。第一节。
First one, as God's fellow workers, we urge you not to receive God's grace in vain.
第二节说，因为他说，在遇难的时候，我应允了你；在拯救的日子，我搭救了你。看哪。现在正是遇难的时候，现在正是拯救的日子。
Two, for he says, in the time of my favor, I heard you, and in the day of salvation, I helped you. I tell you, now is the time of God's favor. Now is the day of salvation.
你看，所以当时候的大卫，他那时候，这百姓哦，就跟他同工一起哦，他就给他们告诉他们怎么做。百姓真的这样做，就把这个。大卫城攻下来了。
So during the time of David, the people were one heart with him, and he just need to tell them what to do, and together they really took down the city.
今天，在这个神的国度里，主耶稣基督是作王。
And today in this God's kingdom, Lord Jesus Christ, He's the King.
主耶稣说：“现在就是悦纳的日子，现在就是拯救的时候。”
And Lord Jesus Christ, He said that now is the time of God's favor, and now is the day of salvation.
我们跟从主耶稣，跟他同工。
Then we need to follow Lord Jesus Christ and also work with Him.
这教会必然兴旺。
So then the church will surely be prosperous.
就看到神的国度日渐强盛。
Then we'll be able to see day by day God's kingdom is more and more strong.
然后呢，你看这个他强盛，还不是只是攻下了这一个很难克服的这个。大卫城而已啊。
That God's kingdom is stronger and stronger, and they not only took down the city of later called the city of David.
你看第十一节开始，神让这个列国，这个最开始提到这个推罗王西兰，主动的就把这些，你看。材料建殿的材料就送来了。
Starting from verse 11, the king of Tyre volunteered and sent David all these precious materials.
所以推罗王哦，他是第一个哈，当大卫当王以后，第一个，如果按现在来说，就是在国际间第一个承认大卫当王的这个其他国家的领袖。
So after David became king, king of Tyre, he was the first king. First foreign king to recognize David as king.
然后还送礼物来。
He also sent him gifts.
贵重的礼物，还要送这些专家啊，要来帮助建殿。
Not only sent him precious materials, also sent him professionals to help him to build the palace.
他有做什么吗
？Did David do anything for him?
没有。
No.
就是因为有神同在而已。
It's because David had the abidance of God.
所以是神感动这些列邦的王的。
So God.Moved the heart of these foreign kings.
所以这个王的心是在神手上啊。
So the heart of king is in the hand of God.
所以他们就主动的把这些材料送来，想要跟大卫和好。
So these kings they just came to David and they wanted to become ally with David.
哦，所以这个就是神的恩典。
They befriended David and this is the grace of God.
超乎大卫当时所想象的。
And it is.Beyond the comprehension of David.
那这个时候，神的这些作为，大卫他就知道了。
And then David he knew these are the works of God.
所以第十二节他说，大卫就知道是神建立他做以色列的王。
So verse 12 here recorded David knew that the Lord had established him as king of Israel.
啊，事实上是神为他自己的名，让他这个国度兴旺起来。
And that God exalted his kingdom for the sake of his people, Israel.
所以真正在做事的，在感动人的，就是这位神。
So God was the one that moved in the heart of man.
这个时候大卫他非常清楚他的角色。
So during that time, David, he knew what's his role.
他也看到这个整个事情是神的作为。
And he was able to see that all these things they were the works of God.
所以你看到大卫接下去，他每一件事情他懂得求问神。
So later on, can see when David encountered anything, he knew he need to ask for God's will first.
第五章的第十七节，接下去他当王之后，马上挑战就来了，战争就来了。
In chapter 5, verse 17, after he became king, the challenges started to appear.
所以第十七节，非利士人听到大卫当王，以色列人告他做王，马上现在大军集结要来攻打他。
In 17, when the Philistine heard that David had been anointed king of Israel, they went up in full force and want to fight him.
那你看第十八节说，非利士人来了，散布在利法因谷啊。
And then 18, now Philistine had come and spread out in the valley of Rephidim.
那这个利法因谷就是新嫩子谷啊，所以其实就在耶路撒冷附近呢。
And the valley of Rephidim is just around the city of Jerusalem.
大卫那时候人在希伯伦呢，被高当王不是吗？
Because at the time, David was anointed king in Hebron, which is the south.
那现在你看他们非利士人就马上要集结要来。攻击他了。
And now the Philistine, they came his way and wanted to attack him.
现在敌人大军来了。
So then now his enemy wanted to attack him. What should he do?
大卫第十九节先求问神。
Verse 19, David first inquired of the Lord.
我可不可以去攻打？
Should I go and attack them?
因为大卫已经知道要怎么样得胜了。
Because David, he knew what he needed to do.
不是靠他自己，一定要是靠神。
And he shouldn't rely on himself.
所以他凡事先问神。
Rely on God. So he first inquired the Lord.
神答应说：“我把敌人交给你，你上去一定赢。”
So the Lord answered him, "Go, I will surely hand the Philistine over to you."
真的，大卫就上去打了。
So then David went up and fought with them.
到第二十节的地方，在这个巴利庇拉辛这个地点，你看神让大卫向这个瀑布冲下来。把敌军冲破了。
So then in verse 20, David went to Baal Perazim, and it was over there that God helped David. So as waters break out, the Lord had broken out against the enemies.
所以就看起来很简单，那个敌人就散了。
So it was very easy. Later, the enemy dispersed.
好了，现在敌人不甘心，第二次再来。
So now the enemies, they wanted to attack him second time.
第二十三节，大卫再求神。
Verse 23, David inquired the Lord again.
现在每一次他都先问神了，怎么办？
But every time David inquired the Lord first.
神跟他说，这一次不要跟他们正面对打。
So this time, the Lord answered him, do not go heads on with them.
神说，绕到他们后面去，从桑树林的对面攻打他们。
But circle around behind them, attack them in front of the balsam trees.
注意听桑树上面的那个。脚步声。
And then you have to listen carefully, and you hear the marching sound. And the
听到这个脚步声的时候，你就要急速前去，就跟去了。
When you heard that, you have to move quickly.
因为神已经在你的前面去攻打非利士人的军队。
Because that would mean the Lord has gone out in front of you to strike the enemy.
所以大卫他说，就遵着神所吩咐的去做了。
So then David did as the Lord commanded him.
攻打非利士人就。从加巴特直到基色，就是从东边一直把非利士人赶到西边去。
So then David did as the Lord commanded him and struck down the Philistine all the way from Gibeon to Jezer, so which is from the east side all the way to the west.
对，那所以呢，你看就得全胜。
And then he win the battle.
我们就看到。这个神的国度的兴旺是因为神为他们打仗。
So you can see that the kingdom became prosperous because God fight for them.
神应许。
And because God promised.
那神给他们应许是因为他们先懂得求问神的。
God promised them because they inquired the Lord first.
所以今天我们的教会也是面临很大的征战呢。
So today our church was also facing a great battle.
我们要打仗，我们不是靠自己。
And when we fight this vital battle, we cannot rely on ourselves.
在属灵的国度里面，征战是必然的。
Because in the spiritual kingdom, we will face battle.
但是 在这个面对征战的时候，我们如果懂得先祷告求问神。
But when we are facing this battle, if we know to inquire the Lord first,
依靠神的带领
，and also rely on His guidance，
那遵着神的吩咐去做
，and follow His commandments，
注意听神的声音
，and also listen carefully for the voice of God，
神就在我们前头行，带领我们的脚步，必然得胜。
Then God will be in fighting the battle in front of us and guiding us, and we shall have a complete victory. 这就是我们今天教会要兴旺的一个关键点。And this is one of the key points for the church to become prosperous.
我们要先懂得祷告求神。
We need to first learn to pray and inquire of the Lord.
我们愿意照神的吩咐去做。
And we need to be willing to follow the way of the Lord.
请听神的声音。
And then listen carefully to His voice.
跟随主，跟在他的后面去，就得胜了。
And follow the Lord behind Him.
所以这个就是。这个在撒母耳记下第五章 所告诉我们的，神为他的名使他的国兴旺。
So this is what we learn from 2 Samuel chapter 5. God exalts His kingdom for the sake of His people.
我们对神在幕后的这个末世的时代建立兴起他的真教会有确实的信心。
And we need to have a sure faith that in the end time God will exalt His true church.
因为这是神的旨意。
Because this is the will of God.
也是神的应许。
And this is also His promise.
愿我们都能一起来让神的国兴旺。
And I hope that together we can all come together and exalt His kingdom.
一起来唱诗。
Let's sing hymn.
174首。
174.